This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Leanne Butkovic. A coalition including Missouri business and education groups has been formed to fight a proposal to replace the state income tax with an expanded sales tax. The group is called the Coalition for Missouri's Future and also includes the Missouri AARP. Leaders said yesterday they'll work to keep the proposal off a future statewide ballot. They argue it would hurt elderly and low-income residents and could cause a shortfall in the state budget. Proponents of replacing the income tax with a broader sales tax said it would boost Missouri's economy. Several versions of the plan have been filed as proposed amendments to the state constitution, which would require approval by Missouri voters. Students in the University of Missouri Schools of Medicine and Nursing must now be drug tested before entering these programs. Director of Admissions for the School of Medicine, Allison Martin, says the policy change was made for safety reasons.
In order for our students to be trained, they are required to be drug tested. And this is really has to do with patient safety and quality issues.
Martin says the MU hospital has drug tested its regular employees since 2004. Columbia attorney Dan Vietz questions whether these drug tests are legal. He declared his intention to take legal action if the drug testing of students in medical programs isn't stopped. A former Northeast Missouri police chief has been sentenced in federal court for improperly buying a gun for a convicted felon. 48-year-old William Hudnall was sentenced yesterday to 3 years of probation, 5 months of home confinement, and 40 hours of community service. Hudnall resigned as Canton police chief in May following his indictment. He pleaded guilty in August to making a false statement to a federal firearms dealer. In his plea, Hudnall admitted falsely stating on a form that he was buying a .45-caliber gun for himself, not for a person he knew to be a convicted felon. Federal law prohibits convicted felons from possessing firearms. Kirksville City Council is looking into developing new business along the new Highway 63. KBIA's Christian Bryant has more.
Kirksville City Council members met with Adair County Commissioners during a work session this week to explore ways to keep tax dollars within the city. The new highway, which opened last week, allows for traffic to bypass Kirksville, and they are concerned that drivers will be less prone to stop. One idea discussed at the meeting was the possibility of a new truck stop to bring business to the area along the highway. Even so, Adair County Commissioner Mark Thompson says rezoning would be an issue that the commission isn't interested in right now.
Most of that bypasses within the city limits, so the county wouldn't have any input as far as who or what they could do, and we, like I said earlier, we're not interested in county zoning.
Thompson believes the new highway will have a negative impact on both the city and the county. Meantime, Kirksville City Council and Adair County Commission are exploring other options to develop the area around the new highway. Christian Bryant, KBIA News.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt took to the Senate floor today to speak out against President Barack Obama's proposed transportation measure. Obama has been pressing Congress to pass the transportation part of its stalled jobs bill that provides $50 million for roads and bridges. The Senate is expected to vote today on whether to take up the measure. Blunt says the bill is a waste of time and will not pass.
We need a transportation bill that lets the transportation network begin to plan for the future rather than continue to have these short-term, Washington-driven solutions that clearly are getting us nowhere.
Senate Republicans blocked action on the larger bill over objections to Obama's request for more federal spending and a tax on millionaires to help pay for it. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill will visit Arlington National Cemetery on Friday to assess changes made following the revelation that thousands of graves were mislabeled or unmarked. McCaskill co-sponsored a law that requires congressional oversight of the grounds. The Democrat says major changes have been made, including the way the cemetery tracks burial locations.
I will be going back for a full briefing from the military about the changes that have been made, and we'll be looking to see if they have done enough work to reassure hundreds and thousands of families across this nation that their loved one is at rest where they believe their loved one is at rest.
The Veterans Administration manages most of the military burial grounds in the country. Only Arlington is managed by the Army. McCaskill will visit a cemetery around Springfield run by the VA on Saturday to contrast their management as part of an effort to determine if the VA should take over Arlington, with the Army handling only ceremonial activities. After a fatal shooting, a Boone County judge ordered Pepper's Nightclub in Columbia to shut down on Tuesday. The shooting was on a long list of crimes surrounding the club. Boone County Councilor C.J. Dykhouse says Pepper's had a negative impact on nearby businesses. Pepper's problem comes after county officials filed an injunction against the nightclub in July. Club owner Karen Rowe faces criminal charges for evidence of prostitution, selling alcohol past the 1:30 a.m. cutoff time, and illegal use of food stamps. For KBIA News, I'm Leanne Butkovic.